This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
They discussed, you know, what Gronk had to say and also the reality of what we all believe the reaction on Monday would be if they win versus a loss and everything like that. But for them to win on Sunday, knowing what we just said, Xavier Worthy unlikely to play, the defensive struggles from last week, Juwan Taylor's penalty issues, what does that look of the offense have to be? What's the identity of the team if they win on Sunday? How do they get that done? Because I think offensively, it's what they did last year. It's not going to be pretty. It's going
to
be multiple
8 to 12
multiple tight end sets, Cody, 10-play drives.
3.5-yard runs.
A bunch of third down conversions, which they were very good at last year. It's going to be a lot of that. Like, I know we saw the deep shots to Tyquan, and I think there will still be a few spots for that, but it's more likely going to be first down, and they're going to pick up 4 yards to a quick throw to Juju, and it's second and six, and then they're going to run with Pacheco. He's going to get two or three, and it's third and four, and it's going to be another quick pass to Hollywood Brown and hope that he can cut up field. And like, it's going to be a lot of that, hopefully also to protect the defense a little bit. That, there is something to be said to that, I think, actually on Sunday, given the playmaking ability of
keeps
the Eagles.
The
and
for a little bit.
If this defense doesn't get enough corrected, you know, those long drives at this point, maybe not the worst thing, not big picture long term, but if your defense is not there
up
yet,
to
it's
going to
take some more time, some weeks ahead. The long drive, maybe not the worst thing. I don't think you want to get into a shootout, one, because of your offense, but also your defense was on the field a ton against the Chargers.
I will say, we might not have liked the Chiefs' identity last year, but by the end of the year, they had an identity, right? We knew what they were, Gold. It was a slog offensively and all the things you just mentioned. Slow, methodical drives, and the better version of the Chiefs' offense is when they were actually coming through in the red zone versus when they were falling short of the red zone. And then last year, in the middle part of the season, they were bend, don't break on defense. But for other parts of it, they were just, we're elite. We don't get pressure with our front four, but we play excellent coverage. We send a lot of blitzers. We confuse and disguise, and that's who we were. I'm trying to decide, because I don't think this team has an identity yet. They're not the big play team yet, and they can't be, really, with Worthy and Hollywood Brown missing in action for at least a little bit of time. So, yeah, I guess I'm back to last year's offensive identity, because that's the easiest thing to fall into, isn't it? There's no medium identity. I would say you could become a big play threat in the run game who ran it a bunch of times, but you got the same guys. And we already talked about how they don't get big plays out of the rushing attack, so that can't be your identity. It's not an option to you.
How much more do you guys on the text line, even, you know, Drew as well, think they're going to run on Sunday? Because the explosive plays are not going to come
from
the running.
Secondary is where you should attack, so I don't.
Yeah, their secondary is their weakness. We know what that front is. Jalen Carter's playing in this game. Last week they ran the ball 11 times. We've gone over this all week. Pacheco only had 5 carries for 25 yards, I think it was.
Yeah.
But we went through the history. Carrington put out some great numbers this week over the last 300 or so carries and the lack of explosiveness from anybody. I don't care whether Pacheco, Hunt, whoever. And frankly, I think Pacheco and Breshard Smith are the only two players in the backfield even capable of potentially getting a big play. And honestly, I don't know if I can even say Pacheco. Maybe Breshard Smith, if he ends up getting a few more touches, is the only player in the backfield that's capable of that. So how much more are they running? I think they're going to run more, but what's that look like? Okay, so they had 11 carries. Are they running it 21 times, 22 times? Can they double
it? They should.
It?
Depends
they
on how
should.
The game starts.
Sure, I agree.
Yeah. Because if you get behind, and that's where the Chiefs, I think, different than last year. I would not recommend this team play from behind. Something they did very well last year and do very well historically. In this game, I would avoid at all cost if you can. Obviously, I understand it's easy to just say
every team would love
but
to
like,
not have
in particular, I like yeah. Look, there are a lot of teams and the Chiefs are better at it than anyone else in NFL history. Like statistically, better than anyone else in NFL history. For this game in particular, I would actively dodge it. I'll be interested to ask Briscoe, who we'll talk to at 11 o'clock. Obviously, you can hear his pregame show coming up on Sunday here on your home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan. But I'm with the conversation we were having yesterday. Can anyone at this point tell me what Kareem Hunt's at in here? You want to give him the ball on the 1 yard line and say, get it in the end zone. I'll listen. Mm-hmm. Any other touch between the other 1 yard line and the following two, the other 98 yards on the field, I'm not sure what you're getting out of that anymore. And you and I expressed this going into it. I wasn't trying to be a Kareem Hunt hater. He is a limited player. He came in and stepped up in a big
way. Helped him out big time last year.
Helped him out big time in a big way when they needed it with Isaiah Pacheco. He's not the answer. He's not the answer. He is a solution for 3.5 yards a carry. And I'm looking for more than that. That's where I would offer up Rashard Smith quite a bit more in the running game than what I'm offering Kareem Hunt at the moment.
Yeah, I agree with you in the run game that would be interesting to see if there's a shift. Let's remember, you know, that the reason why I still think the offense could look better on Sunday, even if the explosiveness is not necessarily there, is as we talked with Nate Taylor in the week as well, I think there's definite truth to the fact that you had a game plan built around Xavier Worthy, and then three plays in, it's done.
And once they figured it out, they could
and
score
so
late.
They now have a whole week, even though I know Worthy practiced limited yesterday. They know he's not playing, or he is playing, right? One way or the other. They know, and I think the answer is he's not playing, but they know. And so they've had a whole week to get things corrected, but also game plan what that's going to be like against an Eagles team that they're very familiar with, against an Eagles team that obviously destroyed them in the Super Bowl, specifically at the line of scrimmage. And so I am convinced there will be, especially the first 15 scripted, what's the adjustment? What's that look like? I tend to think Noah Gray's got a big opportunity this game. I know we were joking yesterday about Robert Tonyan in the red zone. Could he be someone, you know, 30-1 to get a touchdown? But I think this is a Noah Gray type of game as well. I could see him having a pretty strong afternoon, or at least opportunity to
Am
have
I going to have to take
afternoon.
A Noah Gray anytime touchdown if I can't get our guy, Robert Tonyan?
I don't know if he's finding the end zone, Cody. I just mean he's going to have some opportunities in the passing game. How many targets did he have last? Was Noah Gray targeted once?
I don't think
yes,
so.
Yes, I think he was targeted. One time?
Okay. Whatever that number was, 0 or 1, I wouldn't be surprised if he gets 4 or 5 targets in this game. Now, does that mean that it's touchdowns? No, but I could see them having him a little bit more involved in this passing game.
Yeah, you know, he was targeted.
He
was targeted one time and had 1 catch for 3 yards.
Okay. Yeah, I think that'll be
I don't
up.
Remember
I
that
think
catch.
I don't either. I think it was 3 yards.
I just watched that game.
I think the targets will be up for him. Hollywood Brown had 16 targets. My guess is he does not have 16 targets again. I'm guessing they're going to spread things around. Now, he still might have double-digit targets. He might have 11 or 12 targets, but I don't think he's getting 16 again. I think Travis Kelce or Noah Gray are more targeted in this game.
I wonder if guys, because I looked back, the Eagles outpossessed the Cowboys by 9 minutes. They had the ball 34 minutes in that first game, and I know they didn't look particularly great, but it might sound stupid, but it literally might come down to the way that you guys are talking about it as well, keeping the Eagles off the field. Who has the ball more ends up winning the game, actually, because the Eagles do the same sort of deal where they drain the clock a lot just because of the way that they play stylistically. Like, I wonder if whoever has the ball the most actually might be the team that ends up winning the game, and it could just be as simple as that.
By the way, the one catch, Noah Gray, it was the catch right before that set him up for the field goal. He didn't get out of bounds.
Oh,
that's
why. That's why I don't remember it.
Yeah, he didn't
you
get
remember
out of
the field goal, not the actual kick.
That's
so
what it was.
That certainly makes a difference, at least on where you are or outside of it. Look, Drew, I don't think it's crazy, but this is also where I don't think the Chiefs defense got enough credit last year or even in the first game this year. I'm not saying they played well, but it wasn't Amarian Hampton that tore him to shreds. Hell, in the Super Bowl, they sold out on stopping Saquon Barkley and did a very nice job at stopping Saquon Barkley. Rushing quarterbacks have gotten the better of them at times, but the rushing attack has actually been pretty good. They allowed the 10th least rushing yards per game last year. And some of that, and they played in a lot of close games. So you got to remember, that comes with zero garbage time where a team was just throwing against you. They had like one game last year where someone would have just turned on the heat and said, well, let's just throw the whole time. That is every team running a normal offense for 60 minutes for 17 straight weeks or 16 straight weeks. So
it was,
for them,
it was Jalen, and it was Jalen that ended up killing him. He had 72 yards in that Super Bowl, and they, I mean, they only averaged 3 yards a carry, but they ran the ball 45 times. They had 135 yards just because they, you know, just had control
Hurts
over the game.
Was awesome. Yeah, Hurts was awesome in that game. And again, both his Super Bowl performances. They obviously won one, lost one. He was awesome in both of them.
He really was. He's played great in big games. That's part of the reason they've been in two Super Bowls in the, 4 years he's been the starting quarterback?
I will say in the same thing. They're probably saying the same thing in Philadelphia about adjustments. I still do not think they look great against the Dallas Cowboys last Thursday.
No,
it seems like that was a month ago, honestly. But last Thursday, you know, against the Cowboys team, and it's tough. We don't know how good are the Cowboys going to be. People don't think
they're
any good.
Well, it felt like they got the C game from the Cowboys and still were in a dogfight. Yeah.
But Jalen Carter, we all know, because of the spinning, did not play. So did that change the entire thing for Dallas? They were able to run the ball with Javonte Williams. Was that the difference, or were there other signs? Dallas did a good job shutting down A.J. Brown. My guess is A.J. Brown's not going to be held to one catch until late in the fourth quarter or for the fourth quarter. So it's going to be a different game plan for the Eagles. It's going to be a different game plan for the Chiefs. This is going to be, I think, a very close game on Sunday. We'll give our official scores later on, I know, in the show, but I think it's a very close game. We all know the environment's going to be awesome out in Arrowhead. There is the feeling of, hey, let's show people that last week wasn't our best football. All of that, like, I think I'd be shocked if either team wins comfortably.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Make every day a Disney Plus and Hulu day and get everything you love in one plan. Start your day with Monday Mayhem and watch episodes of Bob's Burgers. How about a Touchdown Tuesday with the hilarious new comedy, Chad Powers? Or a Whodunit Wednesday with high potential and everyone's favorite amateur sleuths in the hit series Only Murders in the Building? Maybe you're in the mood for a thrilling Thursday. Grab some popcorn and stream huge blockbusters like Marvel Studios' Thunderbolts on Disney+. Or get caught up with the most enthralling news on what you need to know. Gather the fam for a Flashback Friday and binge all episodes of Modern Family or Grey's Anatomy. So, discover something every day on Disney Plus and Hulu. It's the movies and shows you love, every day. 18 and up only, offer valid for eligible subscribers only, terms apply.